Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're doing a deep dive into your design career, and we've got a lot to work with here.
It's true. We've got your resume, some really interesting project descriptions, and even what looks like, is this a script for a podcast about you?
It really does. It's fascinating. But anyway, we're going to try to unpack all this and see what it tells us about your journey as a designer.
Okay, let's jump right in. The first thing that struck me, a master's in human factors and information design, A&D, a bachelor's in computer science.
Wow, yeah, that's not something you see every day. It's like you figured out how to understand both the tech side and the human side of things.
And that combination, it's really the foundation of user-centric design, isn't it? You need to grasp the how of technology, but also the why of human behavior.
Exactly. And you can see that dual focus even in your early work. At Wingex Design, you weren't just designing, you were leading the entire design process.
Yeah.
Building intuitive interfaces, even mentoring a team. That's a lot to take on, especially so early in your career.
It really is. You know, a lot of young designers, they might focus on just making things look nice, you know, just the aesthetics. But you were already diving into leadership, mentorship, thinking about the bigger picture.
And then there's your time at Kito. You went beyond just product design to defining the entire product vision and strategy, building design systems, streamlining workflows. You weren't just making things pretty. You are solving real business problems.
Absolutely. And speaking of solving problems, we have to talk about that 50% reduction in file processing time you achieved for clients. That's huge. How did you do it? What were some of the design decisions behind such a dramatic improvement?
Now, that's what I call impact. And it's not just about the numbers, although those are impressive. You've thrived in all sorts of environments, from startups to bigger companies like Vivendi. You led design sprints, developed UX guidelines, managed a team of eight.
Talk about leadership, and let's not forget the impact of your work there. The redesigned B2B tool, the revamped website, they led to a 15% increase in traffic. That's significant.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it tells you something about the way you approach design. It's more than just aesthetics. It's about understanding the needs of the business and the users and finding that sweet spot where they intersect.
Exactly. And you know, it's interesting how that experience, working with different size companies, different structures, it seems to have led you to the Bentley UX Center.
Yeah, now you're doing user research, collaborating with all these different teams, optimizing internal tools. It's like you've taken the best parts of all those experiences and combined them.
It really speaks to your adaptability, don't you think? A lot of designers, they might excel in one environment but struggle in another. You seem to thrive everywhere.
Totally. And that adaptability is crucial, especially in a field like UX that's constantly evolving. But we can't overlook the thread of impact that runs through your entire career. You're drawn to projects where design can make a real difference in people's lives.
Absolutely. And that brings us to your work in healthcare design. That's a whole different ballgame. The Eleanor Health app, for example, designing for addiction recovery, that must have been incredibly rewarding.
Designing for healthcare is a unique challenge for sure. You need a deep understanding of user needs, empathy, and you have to be so mindful of ethical considerations. It's not just about a usable interface, it's about supporting people in incredibly vulnerable moments.
And you really dove in headfirst. Extensive user research with both patients and clinicians. You weren't just designing an app, you were designing a lifeline.
And the results speak for themselves. A 30% increase in app retention rates after your redesign. That means people were finding the app more engaging, more supportive, more helpful in their recovery.
That's the power of good design. And speaking of powerful, let's not forget your work with Medtronic on the MyCareLink app for cardiac patients. Another example of design making a very real difference in people's lives. It's one thing to design a consumer app, but when you're dealing with complex medical technology like that, you have to make sure the patient experience is front and center while also meeting all sorts of regulatory requirements.
It's a tough balancing act. But you dove right in. You did user research with both patients and cardiologists to make sure you were meeting everyone's needs.
And you collaborated with the engineers, I imagine, to make sure it all worked technically and met those healthcare industry standards.
And even with all of that, you still managed to make the app more intuitive and user-friendly. The numbers speak for themselves. A 25% increase in user satisfaction after your redesign. That's incredible.
It really is. Okay, stepping back and looking at everything we've talked about, it's clear you've got a real knack for taking your skills and using them to make a positive impact. A lot of designers might focus on, I don't know, maybe more consumer-facing things, but you've consistently chosen projects that directly affect people's health and well-being.
It's inspiring to see, really. So I'm curious, as you look ahead in your design career, what's next? What are you most drawn to?
That's the question, isn't it? What's the next design challenge that's going to really light your fire?
You've got such a talent for this, combining the technical side with that human-centered approach.
Yeah.
Leading teams to create these really meaningful solutions. There's so many possibilities. It'll be exciting to see what you tackle next.
And, you know, for anyone listening who's maybe at a similar crossroads in their own career, I think the takeaway here is to really figure out what matters most to you. What are those problems that you're passionate about solving? What skills do you have that could make a difference? Because when you find that sweet spot where your passion and your purpose align, that's where the real magic happens.